Okay, the next malacha is soveya, dyeing, which fits very nice with chesamesim, except it's spelled differently. We will give a general hakadama to what this malacha contains. Anything that changes the color of some material, doesn't have to be a liquid, it could be a solid, some material, okay? Either from introducing an outside coloring agent, like paint, right? Or by changing the color, be'etzem, right? You take the thing itself and make its color change more essential way. And it doesn't make a difference if it changes the color to a different color or just makes the color different, the same color, deeper or lesser or whatever. All of that is awesome. What's included in that? Dyeing things, painting things, coloring things, making dyes. All of that is included. And it includes also, taking your skin and putting something abrasive on it so it brings out the redness. Or sometimes you want to have nice red lips, for women, I guess, right? So they bite on their lips to make them red. Right? Not till they bleed, but till they make the blood come to the surface or whatever. So it's like having lipstick without having to pay for it. Anybody ever do that? You ever hear of that? Well, it's brought down the Sifrei Halacha, and it's also to do. So people must do it. Or, I'll tell you what you probably do, when you give people a little knipple, and what's it called? And if you pinch them hard enough, the area becomes red. So if you do that in a way that it's significant and it lasts for a long time, they used to take the skins. One of the makoros in the Mishkan for dyeing was not taking a dye and adding it to wool or something like that. But the Yerushalmi says it was taking the animals that they used to make their skins were used for the Mishkan. Before they died, they would hit them hard, and the blood would come out of the whatever, out of coagulate under the skin and make it red. And that's the Oros Elim Adamim, were reddened skins by hitting the animal. Now that may seem to be cruel, but anything that's Letzorech HaAdam is not called cruelty to animals. So you're allowed to do it, as long as there's no other way to do it or whatever that is less painful. But you're allowed to pain animals to benefit human beings. So in any case, so that's also considered. Therefore, it's also to put shellac. Even has no color, but it enhances the color underneath. That's also called dyeing. Or they have this shoe spray that's clear, but it makes your shoe shine, right? So that I know what I'm talking about. Right, you have, it's what's it called, it just brings out the shine of the shoe. It's also usher, even though it has no color. Okay. There's a significant difference between writing and dyeing. Okay. For writing, you're not chayev for dyeing the paper because you put a color onto the paper, because the purpose of writing is not to change the surface of the paper. It's to present a symbol, right? If there was no paper, but you could write the letter in the air, it'll be fine. You don't want to change the paper, you're just using the paper to create the letter. My same thing, dyeing is taking a surface that you want to enhance by coloring it. So dyeing is more concerned about changing the surface, whereas writing is using the surface to convey something, but not changing the surface. Okay, that's the difference between dyeing and writing. Therefore, coloring, is also, it's not just to enhance, it's not just to, what's it called, when you color something, a picture. So the picture is something, and you're enhancing the picture by coloring it. That's called dyeing, that's not called writing. Right? Because there, the surface, or the thing, the picture, is significant. That's what you want to enhance. Okay, however, dyeing is only where the surface, therefore, becomes changed. Either because something is attached to it, like paint, or a chemical change is made in it, right, and it changes the color of the thing essentially. But if you don't change the surface at all, even though now it looks like a different color, for instance, you take a piece of cellophane, red cellophane, and lie it on a white piece of paper. You're not over the issue of dyeing, because you didn't change the surface of the white piece of paper. You just put something on top of it, right? You can take this green thing and put it over here. Now you've made that little space green, but you didn't, because the surface is still the same as it was before. That's not called dyeing. That's mutter completely. If the coloring will last at least throughout Shabbos, that's the minimal shita, then you're chayef in the Torah for dyeing. But if the color won't last, or it's so easily removed that it's like it wouldn't last, even if you leave it, it would last by itself, but it's easily removed, right? So it's the chances are that it's probably going to be taken off just from natural wear and tear, or it's something that won't last, that's only rabbinic. So dyeing that is not something that will last, either because of the nature of the material or the nature of the surface that you're putting this material on, or the nature of the whatever. If the color's not going to last, then it's only rabbinic. And in some situations where it won't last, it's not even rabbinic. So therefore, putting on makeup or something like that is only rabbinic, because it's not going to last there forever. Right, nothing lasts forever on a person's skin. It wears out, it gets worn out or whatever. Even the skin does. What? What? Yeah, but it's in the nature of it is to go away by itself. Like to just fade out. Now we'll get to when we get to what's it called. There are certain things that, since they are so permanent, that they're mutter completely. One example, even though there are other reasons for this, we gave a pilpul shir on this a few weeks ago, is sunglasses that change color in the sun. Notice they become sunglasses when you're in the sun, and when you go back in out of the sun, they go back to regular lenses. The glass is called photo gray or something like that. So those are what's called, according to most poskim, mutter for a variety of reasons, but one is that it's not something that stays at all. Right? As soon as you go back in, out of the sun, you have to remain in the sun all the time for that color to remain. So it's totally not something that is shel kayama. Taking a suntan on Shabbos. According to some poskim, if you do it on purpose, lie out in the sun to get a tan is awesome. Because again, there, you're not adding any color, but you're changing the composition of your skin to make it tan. That's called dyeing. Others hold that that's not usur at all. You haven't added anything. You haven't. Dyeing is only where you change the thing. You haven't changed your skin either. Now you've just taken out of the skin a pigment that was always there. So some hold that you're allowed to take a sun bath on Shabbos. Some hold you're not. Therefore, it's better not to. But on the other hand, you're allowed to walk out in the sun, even though inevitably you're going to get a tan. Since you're not doing it on purpose, that everybody holds okay. What? Now, sunscreen is a different problem because that's mamareach. That's one problem with it. If it's a total liquid, right, there you are putting something on that will make your skin turn colors, that could be a worse problem. So sunscreen stops the tan? Stops the tan, that should be okay, as long as there's no other issue. Because it's only us if you do it the kavana. Certain malachas that are only a malacha if you do it the kavana. It's not a psikration, right? It doesn't have a shame malacha on it. In other words, if you intend to dye your skin, that's called dyeing. But if it happens by itself, that's not called dyeing b'chlal. It's not the result, it's the maisa that's us. However, here in this malacha, taking off a color is okay. You're allowed to remove makeup on Shabbos. You're allowed to take away a color, unless by taking it away, you're over some other malach, like using creams to take it off, or taking off from a surface that now is able to be written on, that's called mochek, right, erasing. But if it doesn't have erasing, you're not taking a surface that wasn't writable, and now it is writable, like taking coloring off your hands or whatever, you're allowed to remove coloring. This malach doesn't have the opposite. It's only making coloring, not taking it away. Certain malachas are sewing, tearing, writing, erasing. This one doesn't have taking away the color. So taking away the color, be'etzim, unless it has other malachas involved in it, is mutter. Yeah, that's white paint is also coloring. That's color. But taking off the color completely, so you're not making any color. You're just taking away a color, right? It's most of the time be mochek. But if it doesn't, a mochek doesn't apply, it's a mutter. What? Yeah, we'll get to that. There's another whole portion of this, and that's coloring foods. With foods, with food coloring or whatever, that's a parsha to itself that we'll spend one shiur on, of coloring foods. Also, coloring things that will go to waste, like putting these blue dyes in your toilet bowl, so it dyes the water as it comes in. That's another shiur we'll get to. And also coloring where it's negative, it's dirtying. Right, like wiping your hands on a towel when you have cherry juice on your hands and you dye the towel red, right? Or you have a nosebleed and you want to use a handkerchief. Is that called dyeing or is that called dirtying? Right? So that's another parsha, that's another shiur.